Now, revaluation of fixed asset, as I told you, sometime you do major repair and sometime you do a normal repair for maintenance of asset. So, should we add to the asset or not? Revaluation. Revaluation of asset. Revaluation of asset. Now, revaluation means the existing assets are revalued. Now, why this is done? Now, this is done when the company is going for merger and acquisition, when the company is going for a new venture with some other company. At that time, revaluation is done. Generally, it is not allowed. First of all, revaluation of asset generally is not allowed, right? There should be a proper reason on the basis of which we are doing the revaluation. Mostly, the revaluation is done when we are planning to sell off your asset. And we are planning to go for a new asset. At that time, revaluation is done in order to get the better, best price for the particular asset which you are selling or replacing. Second, when you are going for a merger and acquisition with some other company, at that time, revaluation is done so that we get the best price for our assets. Right? And class of assets are revalued, not a particular single asset is revalued. Revaluation is done to the class of asset, meaning to the group of asset, not a particular asset is revalued. Right? So revaluation generally is not allowed. It has to be a valid, compelling reason, convincing reason for revaluation. Okay? Then this reason will be based on the reason should be clear. I told you what are the reason for revaluation. It should be clear. Right? And one more thing, you can't revalue one particular asset. There should be a class of asset, a group of asset you have to revalue. Right? If revaluation is done, if there is increase in the value of asset, it is put in a revaluation reserve. And if there is decrease in the value of asset, it should be charged, written off to profit and loss account. I repeat, when during the revaluation is not possible all the time. Revaluation, for doing revaluation, it is not generally accepted, it is not allowed unless there is a proper reason. For doing revaluation, there are reasons, there are certain parameters which you have to follow. Then only you can go for revaluation of fixed asset. If the revaluation is done, increase in the revaluation is taken into consideration in the increase in the value of the asset will be taken in the revaluation reserve, which will be shown under the heading reserves and surplus. And if there is decrease, it will be written off against profit and loss account. Right? Got my point? Okay. Now, there are certain expenses which the company has to bear regarding the fixed asset that we are going to do now, that we are going to study now. Just see what are the assets and what are the related expenses or regarding that asset. So here it is the asset, and it is a related expense. Related expense. So first we'll talk about land. First we'll talk about land. For land, there will be no related expenses because there is no such expenses regarding land depreciation or appreciation. Appreciation, though, we don't take into consideration, but land depreciation is not possible because land does not have any type of depreciation. Land value will always keep on increasing, it will not keep on decreasing. Then, second, we have property, machinery, furniture, motor car. On all this type of fixed asset, there is a fixed expense which keeps on decreasing every year. That expense will be called as depreciation. That expense will be called as depreciation. That expense will be called as depreciation. Third, we have natural resources. So every year, the natural resources also value got keep on decreasing. Natural resources, we'll talk about coal mines, oil wells, right? So this type of assets keeps on decreasing every year. The value of this type of assets, coal mine. See, at the time, 10 years before, the coal mine is given to the government of India for 100-year lease. So 10 years before, the value decided was 200 crores. But after 100 years, after 100 years, if again we will revalue this asset and give this asset on a lease to the government, at that time the government will not give you 200 crores because government has already extracted coal and diamonds out of that. So the value keeps on decreasing day by day. The oil well in the world, there are different oil wells which are situated at Gulf country. That's the reason Gulf country is more powerful nowadays. But the oil are keeping, the company is keeping on extracting the oil from that oil well. So the one day will come, the oil well become zero. So the oil well, the value of the oil well will keep on decreasing every year. So in that case, the natural, they are natural resources. The value which is the expense which is decreasing, the value which is decreasing day by day is called depletion. It's called depletion. So natural resources, the value of the asset keeps on reducing every year. That is called depletion. In this, and in case of asset like property, machinery, motor car, furniture, the value keeps on decreasing is called depreciation. Then there are one more asset called intangible asset. Intangible assets like goodwill, patents, research and development expenditure, deferred advertising expenditure. They keep on decreasing. We have to write off such type of expenses, means assets. They keep on reducing every day, every year. In maximum 5 years, it becomes zero. So every year the value gets reduced. That reduction in the value of intangible asset is called amortization. What is called? Amortization. Amortization. To be very precise, I will write here amortization. So every asset has some related expense. Only land is an asset which does not have any related expenses, but asset like property, machinery, furniture, motor car, every year it has certain losses or expenses which is charged to the company. They are called depreciation. Natural resources, they are charged to certain expenses are charged to them, they are called depletion. And intangible asset like goodwill, patents, copyright, deferred revenue expenditure, deferred advertisement expenditure, research and development expenses, they are charged for 5 years. So every year the asset will get keep on reducing every year for maximum 5 years. That reduction in the value of such type of asset is called amortization. So this is very important expenses which you have to keep in mind. Land, there is no such expenses. For other asset, there is a reduction in the value of asset which is termed as depreciation. In case of natural resources, the reduction in the value of asset is termed as depletion. In case of intangible asset like goodwill, patent, copyright, trademark, deferred advertisement expenditure, research and development expenditure, preliminary expenditure which is incurred by the company at the time of establishment of expense assets, they are recorded in the assets and they should be reduced every year. Such reduction is called amortization. Such reduction is called amortization. So till now, what we have studied, different kinds of expenditure. Why we studied that? Because that makes the picture clear that which of the expenses become the component of fixed asset. Right? Then we studied about what are the expenses related to various assets. Right? Then now we are going to study how to calculate the reduction in the value of asset, means how to calculate depreciation. So there are different methods we are going to study now. Just revise, till that time I am writing the methods of calculating the depreciation. Please revise whatever we have studied in this chapter. Methods of calculation. Calculation of depreciation. Depreciation. 1. Straight line method. Straight line method. Another method, same word means another word for this word is fixed installment method. Installment method. Another word for this method, same method, is original cost method. We have three names for one method: straight line method, fixed installment method, original cost method. Second one is reducing balance method. Reducing balance method. And third one is unit of production method, UOP, unit of production method. Actually, this method is not called as method of depreciation, but this method is used to calculate the loss of fixed asset. I will explain you, no problem about that. Right now, how many methods are there for calculation of depreciation? One is straight line method. Second one is reducing balance method. Now, straight line method is also called as fixed installment method or original cost method. Straight line method has three different names: straight line method, fixed installment method, or original cost method. Second one is reducing balance method, and third one is unit of production method. There are three methods for calculating depreciation. I'll explain you by taking these three methods separately, but I will first explain you these two methods by taking an example. Okay, just jot it down, these three methods name. One is straight line method, fixed installment method, original cost method. This is the first method which has three different name. We can call it as Ram Tere Kitne Naam, straight line method, fixed installment method, and original cost method. So one method has different name. Reducing balance method is also known as diminished balance method or written down, WRITTEN, written down value method. Okay, and last one is UOP. To explain these two methods, I'll give you one example. Okay, so please jot it down. Okay, I will now give you one example and explain you both the methods of depreciation calculation. Suppose the company has purchased a machinery for rupees 1 lakh. So I am taking an example and explaining you both the methods, straight line method and reducing balance method. Suppose company has purchased a machinery of rupees 1 lakh on 1st January. I repeat, on 1st January. Suppose this is purchase on 1st January and the rate of depreciation is 10%. Suppose it is 10%. Now, January, February, March. In this particular year, you have purchased the machinery at the in the month of 1st January. So, you are going to use this machinery for 1 year. Sorry, for 3 months. See, because January, February, March, because year ending is 31st March. You know very well that we close our account in 31st March, right? So in this particular year, you are not used the machinery for the whole year. If you have used the machinery for the whole year, charge whole year's depreciation. But if you have used the machinery for 3 months, charge 3 months depreciation. In the next year, you are going to use this machinery for the whole year. But for this year, you are using this machinery for 3 months. So as per depreciation, 10%. Depreciation for the whole year it will be 10,000. 1 lakh 10% is 10,000. But I have to charge for 3 months, it is 2,500. Similarly, year also 2,500. So what will be your balance? 97,500 for the second year. Second year, you are going to use this machinery for the whole year. So this method says that whether it is first year, second year, third year or fourth year, charge, keep on charging the depreciation at the rate of 10% on the original cost. Which cost? Though the balance of your machinery is 97,500, but you have to charge the machinery depreciation on the original cost, whether you are calculating the depreciation in the first year, whether you are calculating the depreciation in the second year, or you are calculating the depreciation any of the year, keep on charging the depreciation on the original cost. So second year, since you are using the machinery for the whole year, you will be charging depreciation for the whole year on original cost. 10% of 1 lakh is 10,000. So the balance of your machinery for the third year will be 87,500. Got the point? Now, in the third year, this is your third year, yes? In the third year, when you charge depreciation, again, charge depreciation was on the original cost, but on the original cost. So, original cost is 1 lakh, again 10%, 10,000. This is 77,500. So, this method says that whether you charge depreciation in the first year, second year, third year, or keep on charging in any number of years, the depreciation will be calculated on the original cost. That's the reason this method name is original cost method. Another name for this method is fixed installment method. This method says that the installment of depreciation for the whole year will remain fixed. It is 10,000. 10,000, 10,000 for the whole year. For 3 months it is 2,500. But for the whole year, the installment of depreciation is fixed. Got the point? Achha, this method, why this method is called straight line method? Now you came to know why this method is not named as original cost method. Because you are charging on the original cost. Every year you are charging on the original cost. Why this method is called straight line method? Sorry, fixed installment method? Because the installment of depreciation is fixed every year. Why this method is called straight line method, you know? Because when you prepare a graph of the depreciation amount, so on x-axis you will show year and on y-axis you will show amount. So when you prepare a graph, first year graph will be 2,500, second year 10,000, third year 10,000, fourth year 10,000. So there will be a straight line. There will be a straight line. So that's the reason this method is called straight line method. So whatever the name is, straight line method, fixed installment method, or original cost method, this method says that charge depreciation on the original cost. Whereas in this method, first you have purchased the machinery on January. So for 3 months, depreciation is 2,500. So it becomes 97,500. This method says that charge depreciation on the balance. Now what is your balance? 97,500. So when you charge depreciation 10% on this, it will be less depreciation 9750. How you got this 9750? Because you are charging depreciation on the balance. This method, that's the reason this method name is reducing balance method. So accordingly, minus 87,750 is the balance for the, this is for the second year, this is for the third year. Again charge depreciation on the balance, that is 8775. So I think now both the method is clear. In this method, charge depreciation every year but on the original cost. In this method, charge depreciation every year but on the balance. First year original cost, but second year will be the balance, third year will be the balance. You got the point? So I think the method is clear to you, right? So in original cost method, depreciation is charged on the asset every year on the original cost. In reducing balance method, depreciation is charged on the method on the balance, every year's balance. Every company use reducing balance method as the method of depreciation. Straight line method is used in case of leasehold premises. For example, if you have taken up premises on a lease of 30 years and paid in 30 crores, so you will be every year 30 crores, may say 11 crores will get deducted as depreciation. So in that, the depreciation amount will be 1 crore, 1 crore, 1 crore for 30 years. After 30 it becomes 0. So in case of leasehold premises, this method may be used. In case where the depreciation is not calculated on the basis of percentage, but it is calculated on the basis of the life of the asset, we have to follow leasehold premises. We have to follow straight line method. I repeat, in case when depreciation is not calculated on the basis of percentage, but we are calculating the depreciation on the basis of time period, leasehold premises, we are not calculating on the basis of 10%, 20%, but we are calculating on the basis of time period. What is the time lease of the lease? 30 years. So the whole amount divided by 30 years. So every year the depreciation amount will be, installment will be the fix. There we follow straight line method, but a rest other than that, all every company follow reducing balance method as a method of depreciation. And the percentage is fixed by income tax reforms. So every building is 5%, furniture is 10%, motor car is 20%, machinery depreciation will be from 25% to 60%, computer 60%, books 100% depreciation. So that percentage is fixed in the income tax reform. You can find out the percentage out of that. But method will be, depreciation will be on the balance every year. Got the point? So this is the method, two methods. There is one formula when you don't calculate depreciation on the basis of percentage. In that case, you calculate depreciation on the basis of time period of the life of the asset. That is also an example of straight line method. In that case, what is the formula for depreciation? Just we'll check it out. Depreciation, when depreciation is not calculated on the basis of percentage, but it is calculated on the basis of the life of the asset, in that case, depreciation formula is cost minus scrap divided by estimated life. Estimated life of the asset. In this case, depreciation is calculated on the basis of cost minus scrap divided by estimated life of the asset. So, for example, if the cost is equal to 3 lakhs, 30 lakhs, suppose 30 lakhs. The life of the asset, life is 20 years. Say, take 10 years. 10 years. And estimated scrap after 30 years, after 10 years is 3 lakhs. So what is 3 lakhs, okay? Is 3 lakhs. So what is your depreciation? So in according to this formula, there is, since there is no percentage, you have to calculate depreciation by this formula. So cost, what is cost? 30 lakhs minus 3 lakhs. So 27 lakhs is the cost minus scrap divided by 10. So what is every year's depreciation? 2,70,000 per annum. So this is an example of straight line method, not reducing balance method. So every year your depreciation amount is fixed, that is 2,70,000. Okay, so these are the two methods. There is one more method which is which I have already explained, given an instruction of that, is what, you know, is UOP, unit of production method. Now this depreciation, this is not an actual method of depreciation. Suppose, take an example of Tata Nano. Now Tata Nano has produced, means they have manufactured 40,000 cars, nano cars, which is lying in Gujarat, right? But as they have calculated, as they have estimated that their sale will be, in a year, their sale will be more than 2,000 or 3,000. So on the basis of that estimation, they have produced 40,000 cars. They are lying idle in the Gujarat workshop, right? But the sale is not as they have predicted. So because of that, the nano car is lying in the workshop of Gujarat. So every year, if you keep on, if this type of stocks are kept idle in the workshop, since they are manufactured, so they are not sold in the market, they are just kept as it is. So this type of asset means the value of this type of asset get reduced day by day. So for them, since it is a current asset, we don't charge depreciation. But since there is a loss, because the value of that asset keep on decreasing day by day, because it is getting spoiled, because the stock is getting destroyed day by day, getting detroited, right? So in order to calculate such type of loss, we have to use unit of production method. In that case, what we will take, you know, the formula for unit of production is cost of production divided by number of units produced. So this will give you the loss value, which is one more method, which is one more method of depreciation. But as per the knowledge, as per the books information, as per the practical knowledge, fixed asset depreciation is calculated on fixed asset, not on current asset. But if you are supposed to calculate the loss on current asset, this is the formula for calculating depletion on the current asset, UOP, unit of production method. What is the formula for that? Cost of production divided by number of units produced, that will give you cost, into the number of units you have lost. So that will give you the amount of depreciation. So these are the methods of calculating depreciation. So in this chapter, we have learned that what are the important things which you have to take care of when you are accounting of fixed asset. For that purpose, for calculating the fixed asset amount, we have to first calculate the historical cost. How to calculate the historical cost? For that purpose, we have to bifurcate the expenses into capital, revenue and deferred. All capital expenditure become the part of the fixed asset. So I have given you definition of each and every expenses so that it becomes very simple for you to bifurcate and take into consideration all the expenses which are forming the part of fixed asset. Then we learn what is fixed asset. It is an asset which is held by the company not with an intention to be being used for the purpose of production, not with an intention to sell it off, right? For calculation of the fixed asset value, what are the components you will take into consideration to get the historical cost of fixed asset, that we studied. Then afterwards, revaluation of the asset. Revaluation is not possible. It is generally not allowed, but revaluation is done on a special case, like for merger of acquisition, when you are planning to sell off your particular particular asset, in that case revaluation is done, right? When you are doing revaluation, it is not possible to revalue only particular class of particular asset. We have to revalue particular class or group of assets, right? If in the revaluation, if you are getting a profit, it is transferred to revaluation reserve account, and if it is a loss, it will be debited to your profit and loss account, right? After that, what are the various expenses related to various fixed asset? So that in that land, there was no expenses. For properties, machinery, furniture, motor car, we have every year there is a fixed expense which is charged by the company, that is called depreciation. Then assets like natural resources, there is again a fixed expense which get reduces every year, that is termed as depletion. And in case of intangible property, every year the value get reduces, that expense, that loss is called amortization. Right? Then we studied about, in this chapter we studied what are the various methods of depreciation: straight line method, reducing balance method and UOP method. So that's all for this chapter. We'll move on to the next chapter, which is long term and current liabilities. Okay, which is your 8th chapter. Just revise in between that, just revise this chapter. I'll come back with the next chapter. Thank you.